Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and ye
Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. We are now in our series, going through the Gospels of Jesus Christ, his own words, discussing end time prophecy. And we're calling this series End Time Prophecy According to the New Testament. And I covered apostles such as James, Peter, John, and Paul, of course. And then there's Jude that we also threw in there or talked about according to the Epistle of Jude. Now we're going into Matthew 24, and we're going to go into the verses that relate to the end times. Then we're going to move into the version of Mark 13, Jesus' words as well. There's a little bit more variance or difference between Matthew 24 and Mark 13. Very, very close, very similar. We'll separate the things that were repeated in Matthew and look at the differences that were spoken by Jesus that even Mark brings out. And then we'll also go into Luke 17 and Luke chapter 21. I'm very excited about this. And last episode, we talked about Matthew 24, looking at verses 1 through 7, because the apostles and Jesus were looking at all the buildings, including the temple. And the apostles were like, wow, look at all this. And Jesus even said, you see all these things? Not one stone's going to be left. What do you mean, Jesus? Not one stone's going to be left. Nope, not this temple. This is the second temple that's rebuilt because of Babylonian exile and destruction of our city. This is a rebuilt temple. It's not Solomon's original architectural build-out that David put together, designed it. This is now a second rebuilt. So Jesus is telling them, not one stone is going to be left on another. Complete devastation. So today, even in Israel, near the Temple Mount, where the Dome of the Rock is, where, you know, Muslims, Islam, they say this is their thing. This is where their prophet Muhammad, you know, went to heaven. So Jesus said he's going to return in the same location, but there's going to be a temple there. And the Jewish people are considering building a temple. The Temple Institute that's in Israel, they're already having their design. They're already gathering and training Levitical priests. They already have the red heifer, which is needed for the sacrifice there at the temple. So there's all these preparations going on today, my friends. So everything is scriptural. Everything is prophetic. So Jesus then now responds to the three questions that the apostles asked Jesus because they went to the Mount of Olives. Now this is in Matthew 24, looking at verses 1 through 6, and then Jesus gives responses as well of what will happen before his return. Okay, so the three questions the apostles asked and said, looking at verse 3, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? So what, you know, when are these things going to happen? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? So Jesus got three questions thrown at him. Jesus starts off and said, there will be, and he said, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying that they're the Messiah. We've seen that in our lifetime, but it also happened post-resurrection of Jesus through all the church ages. All the church ages. Through our history, many false prophets, false teachers have come. He said, many will come in my name, saying they're the Christ, and will deceive many. You always wonder why some people go into cults. People say they're the Christ. They're not. He came once. He's coming a second time. He was born in a manger. This time he's coming from the clouds of glory. Praise the Lord. Okay? He was born of a virgin. Now he's coming from the clouds. Hallelujah. Then it says, there will be many Christs and will deceive many, and you will hear of wars, rumors of war. And he says this is really important. See that you are not, what, troubled by this, because the end is not yet. So we got false messiahs coming, false prophets and teachers that are going to come saying they're Jesus from heaven. They're going to say all this stuff. He said, don't buy that. Don't be deceived. They will deceive many, but don't you be deceived. Okay? Then you hear wars and rumors of war. But don't be troubled by that. Now, he's telling you, you're going to hear this, but don't be troubled. Okay, okay. You're going to hear people saying no, they're going to sign, but they're not. They're going to deceive many, but don't be deceived. You'll hear wars and rumors of war. Now, here's what he says. I love this. The word is so powerful. Then he says, and you will hear wars, rumors of war. See that you are not troubled, for these things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquake in various places. These are the beginning of sorrows. Now, that's where I stopped in the last episode. We got a few more things to go through. I love sharing the word. I just love the word of God. So Jesus just looked at everything in his vision down the road, what's going to happen. I can see him seeing, okay, here's what's about to happen. He told them when he started the ministry, I'm going to be betrayed, I'm going to be crucified, I'm going to be put on a cross, put in a tomb, and I'm going to rise 3 days later. He told them that throughout the 3 years of his ministry with them. They didn't remember all that. But now they're asking these questions about, well, when this temple and these buildings are going to be destroyed? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Wow. Jesus goes, okay. You're asking the good questions. Here we go. See, today, my friends, we already see on the news. We hear on the news. There's wars, rumors of wars. We hear that. We're involved helping Ukraine out. There's cyber war. Okay? There's a lot of things going on. We have nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, tribe against tribe. We can say that's in our own government. Politics, war, left versus right. You get where I'm going with this. This city, this type of people versus this type of people. We have our own nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, tribe against tribe in our own country. Blacks versus whites. I can say on and on we go. These are the signs. And Jesus even said, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. And there are many people who are weeping of what's happening upon the earth. I understand that. But what we have to understand is that you have a couple of things to think about. Am I saved? Am I born again? And am I right with God? If you're not saved, born again, this is the time to say, Lord God, I believe that you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins. I confess that I'm a sinner. I ask that you forgive me of my sins and fill me with the Holy Spirit. I ask, oh Lord God, I believe Jesus Christ is your only begotten Son, born of a virgin. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for dying on the cross for my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Write my name in the book of life. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, ah, welcome to the family. Your name is written in the book of life. Now walk as a child of love, the child of God. Make sure you are walking in the light as he's in the light. He's coming. Show the light of Christ, the love of God, Christ, to the world. Let your testimony lead people to Jesus Christ. Amen. So Jesus now goes on, and he says, starting in verse 8, he says, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. But verse 9, then he says, then they will deliver you. They will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. See, this is why I wanted to go through this study. I haven't done this study this way in so many years, to just take my time going through all the verses that relate to what Jesus said in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I always did the Old Testament, tied in Matthew 24, and jumped right into Revelations. All good approaches to end time prophecy. And at seminary, my thesis paper was on end time prophecy. So, you know, that's many moons ago. And I love the study of end times. I've always enjoyed that. But Jesus' words really have been convicting me based on what we've been going through just over the last several years. And my spirit is bearing witness. I'm hearing other teachers, preachers, prophets saying the same thing. The Lord is coming. I've talked to other Christians. They feel it in their spirit. So that's truth again. The Holy Spirit bears witness and preparing us for the coming of the Lord. Remember, the three things the Holy Spirit is responsible for is to prepare the world, to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So when I'm now in my prayer time, I'm reading the Word, the Holy Spirit is saying to me, He's coming. Repent of that sin. Get ready. Get ready. Live each day. Listen to me. Live each day as it is the day of the Lord. Stop living in the past. Look to the future, the living hope that one day we're going to be with the Lord. If you keep your eyes looking forward, if you will, keep your hope going forward, you don't have to be preoccupied on what's happening in the left or to the right. Call it politics, if you want to call that, or what happened here to happen over here. And you definitely don't want to look in the rearview mirror of your past. You'll never be looking forward to the coming of the Lord. Stop looking behind of what you've been through. Look to the promised land. Don't look back at Egypt. You crossed the Red Sea. The Lord put you on dry ground. Now you're over there. Now move forward. Stay in obedience and faith and serving God. Keep looking forward. Trust the Lord because you have a living hope. He's coming. And if you just live each day as it is the day of the Lord, you're living a sanctified life. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is to obey the word of God. So Jesus is coming. And Jesus' words are, looking again at verse 9, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Friends, there are Christians in China, around the world, in our country, in other countries, that are believers that are being persecuted because they are saying they're a conservative or they're a Christian. They're being hated. We're being hated in our own country for being believers. Canadian Christians are being attacked. I can just look at the news and see it all happening. And then the Bible says, that is proof that the sign of God is on you. When you suffer persecutions for his name's sake, stand up and rejoice. Hallelujah. 1 Peter tells us that too. So my friends, we have to look at, we're going to be hated because we're a believer. But the only way to be hated, people got to see the signs, the evidence that you're born again by the fruits of the Holy Ghost. If you're not being hated by the world because you're a believer, then you need to ask yourself, are you born again? I'm a believer. And it's clear. I can walk in a room, and I've had this happen so many times, and I've seen people just, what's that? Who's that? I'm walking in the light as he's in the light. 1 John 1, verses 7 through 9. And the minute somebody asks me who I am, I can't help but give a defense of the hope that's in me, but I do it with gentleness, love, and reverence and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. So my friends, we're going to be turned in. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be attacked. You see it in politics. Because you're Republican, conservative, whatever, somebody's going to attack you because they don't believe in what you stand for. I'm not going to be ashamed of who I am. If that's cancel culture, it's cancel culture. Cancel me in your world of political, economic prosperity, but God's going to take care of me. He's already done it. So when you know you're going to be turned in, the Bible says, getting into Revelation, because remember, we're doing the series, End Time Prophecy, according to the New Testament. Here we are in the Gospels, and then we go right into Revelation. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hang on, endure persecution. And if you can hang on, endure the suffering and the trials and the persecution, you'll receive the crown of life. The last big sign before Jesus comes is the great apostasy. And apostasy means you must be in a place where you believe. That's God's way of weaning or sifting wheat from chaff. He's literally saying, okay, who's really my children? And here comes persecution. And then all of a sudden, boop, people go, many people couldn't handle what Jesus was saying. Eat my flesh, drink my blood. They went, whoa, I'm out of here. The apostles go, what just happened? She goes, you want to go too? He goes, where can we go? You're the one who has the answers to life. You're Christ. You're the Messiah. Okay, then follow me then. So what the Word of God teaches us, what the words that we speak from the Bible, many people are going to say, ah, I don't want nothing to do with you. See? So speaking the Word of God to people who are, let's say, of other religions, or a Jewish religion, if you will, or Muslim faith, or whatever, all that's an offense to them. To other Gentile-type people that don't care, it's like, really? It's silly to them. Why do you believe in God? They don't think that. You see it. Scoffing, mocking, it's all that. Ridicule. But because they hate it, because they know it's God's Word, you're going to be attacked for it. Persecuted. You're going to be, Jesus was persecuted. The apostles were persecuted. Prophets were persecuted. What makes you think as a believer you're not going to suffer trials and persecution? Those who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer trials and tribulation. We're going to take a break. And when we get back, we'll continue what Jesus said will happen right after this.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical, scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, The Now Network, our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, and more.
Welcome back. Before we took the break, I was indicating what Jesus said was going to happen to us. And we looked at verse 9, and it says, then they will deliver you up to tribulation. Tribulation is pain and suffering, okay? And kill you. And you will be handed, or you will be hated, it says you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. To those who are antichrist, those who don't believe in God, those who hate God, if you will go after, will persecute, will put in prison, they will kill those who are followers of God, Jesus Christ. And they think they're doing the world a justice by killing you or handing you over to be put in prison or to suffer punishment. It's going to happen. Listen to me, my friends. Watch this. It's going to happen. Because Jesus said it's going to happen. Paul even said, I bear the marks of Christ, the sufferings of Christ, the whippings, the beatings, the thrown in prison of Christ. If the apostles went through that, Jesus went through that, you're going to go through it. So it's the job description. It is the job description to a believer to understand that when you become born again, you separate yourself from the world and become part of Christ's family. You say, I'm not here of the world. 1 John chapters 1 through 4 cover all this. Okay? Don't love the things of the world or the things in the world. Then the love of the Father is not in you. But when you are a believer in Christ and somebody knows that, they hate you. That's why there's too many people who say they love Jesus. They do. They say it. Here comes persecution. Here comes trials. Then they turn their back on him. Just like when Jesus got arrested. This is why the apostasy will happen before he returns. And that's the biggest sign. Listen to me. That's the biggest sign. Apostate behavior is someone who turns from what they're in. How do you turn from being a true, as you want to say, a follower of Christ, to now here comes persecution and trials and you walk away from it? It's clear. It's very clear. Even in Matthew 5 and going into Luke 10 and chapter 12, families are going to betray you because you're a follower. Your own family. Yes, your own family. So if your family's going to betray you because you're a follower, and the world's going to hate you because you're a follower, it says rejoice, the mark of Christ is on you. That's your reward. Embrace it. I've been persecuted. I'm telling you. And I know more's coming. See, I've been persecuted. But I know more's coming. It's been painful. But I'm still in the race. Paul says, stay in the race. Okay? Stay in the race. Jesus' own words. Stay in the race. Hang on. If you endure, persevere to the end, your reward is great in heaven. So he's telling you, before you start seeing the signs of my return, just know you're going to suffer trials and tribulation. Timothy, Paul says to Timothy, those who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer trials and tribulation. Hallelujah. So we've been warned, we've been told, Jesus' own words, the apostles' words, we are told, part of our job description as a follower of Christ, we are going to suffer trials and tribulation. And the next thing here is, listen to me, you're going to be hated. Watch what Jesus says. Jesus says right here, he goes on again, verse 9, then you will be delivered up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by nations, by all nations, for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Verse 11. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Well, he said that also in verse 5. And verse 12. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end, now listen to key here. He who endures to the end will be saved. Will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come. So here's what I got up. We got only a couple of minutes before we close. We're going to continue because Matthew 24 keeps going on. We're going to get into the Great Tribulation in the next episode. Here's what he just told me. He says, you're going to be hated. People are going to betray you. That's family, friends, co-workers, whatever. Wow. Jesus, look at the gospel. Look what Jesus went through. If you can see what Jesus went through, you're going to go through the same thing. Oh, he's God. In the flesh. And he went through betrayal. Family members betrayed him as well. Closest friends betrayed him. Denied him. Come on. Everything Jesus went through, we're going to go through. We're going to be hated. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be killed for his name's sake. And then the gospel of Jesus is going to be preached throughout the world. And then the end will come. I know. My friends, take a breath and think about this. Now, I don't use a lot of fancy video clips within my sermons. I can. I have a production team. I have praise God for them. They're really good. But I want to preach and look right at you and say, listen to me. This is important. Jesus says that you will go through tribulation, just looking at verse 9 again, and they will kill you or they'll throw you in prison. And you're going to be hated. And your people are going to be offended. Offended that you even breathe in the same room or you wear a Jesus t-shirt. You're offending them. Wait a minute, you're wearing some death strike, whatever shirt you're wearing. What? I'm going to say you're offending me. But Jesus said you're going to offend people because you carry the name of Christ on you. Here's where I get excited for me. I always talk about this is how it affects me. I now believe, I've always believed, but you now really believe you're called a child of God, or you're a Christian because people hate you because of who you are in Christ. Wow, the Bible says stand up, celebrate because you bear the marks of Christ or because God's on you, and I'd rather suffer for being righteous than for being evil. Hallelujah. I'm going to be hated because I am a follower of Jesus. And if you are a Christian, if you say you are, and you're not going through this persecution, I'm going to go with what Scripture says. I would look at myself and go, am I really saved? Am I filled with the Holy Ghost? Because you will be found out that you are a believer, and then the test is going to be, as Jesus said, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before the Father. I don't deny Jesus. Somebody asks me, am I a Christian? I'm going to say, yes, I am. You believe in Jesus? Yes, I do. You believe in God? Yes, I do. I can't bear anything. It comes out. But there are some who go, Man, if you can't get that out, you deny him before man, he's going to deny you before the Father in heaven and before the angels. Think about that when the trials and persecution come. You deny him. You deny Christ before man, like Peter did. He says, I will deny you before the Father in heaven. My friends, this is serious times. If you're really a believer, trust he's going to protect you. If you're a believer, trust that God is going to give you the words to speak when you're standing in front of kings or judges or whoever around you. But the signs that we see are going to happen. There's going to be famines, pestilence, earthquakes, wars, rumors of wars. You're going to be hated. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be thrown in prison. People are going to kill you. You're going to have all these things. But the gospel is going to get preached out. And that's my job. Be busy doing that the master called you. I'm still preaching the word. The word is going out. We have people around the world listening to our messages. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, but the end is not yet. He's coming soon. But just know, you will go through trials and tribulations. Persecutions, my friend. So my prayer is, let me pray for you. Father, give the hearers and viewers of this message the ability to endure, to persevere in these last times. Your word is true. And we bear the mark of Christ when we suffer trials and tribulation and persecutions. So we thank you. Help us to be strengthened through the Holy Ghost. Send your angels to cover us as well, O Lord my God. But let us hang on and trust that our eternal reward is waiting for those who endure to the end. And we will be saved. Oh, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. So help us to endure this trials and tribulations so that we can still say, yes, Lord, I believe, as you open the gates for us to come in. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you, my friends. I love you. Blessings. Join me again on another episode of Sharing the Word as we continue our study in the Gospels of Jesus Christ on end time prophecy.
Get started on your journey of learning and understanding how to be a practical, scripture-focused Christian. Enjoy a variety of messages of several lengths across many delivery systems online, from podcasts to TV. We also offer Christian classic movies on Galilee TV and our YouTube channel to offer biblical-centered entertainment for the whole family. Enjoy our popular Bible programs like Bible Minute, Sharing the Word, Take 5, and Sermon Classics. Our thought-provoking and inspirational programs are available on Galilee TV, The Now Network, our YouTube channel, and over 26 internet podcast channels like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Breaker, Google Podcast, Apple, and more.